Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, pull. Go forward. Go forward. My people, I say, go forward. Go forward, go forward, go forward, go forward out of traditions. Go forward out of doctrines. Go forward from the old, my people. You're stuck in the old. You cling. You look back. You long for. You hunger for the word of the old. You hunger for the moving of the spirit of the old. But God, I tell you this day, go forward. I told you, my people, I gave my servant a dream. And I said this day, it is this day that this church will go forward. And you will be set at naught. You will be left behind. You will be cut off. And you will be set in a place of darkness. But you must let go. You must let go. You must let go. You must let go of what's behind. You must let go of your prayer life of old. You must let go of your life of old. And you must let go of your life as it is today. When I say go forward, I don't just mean letting go of the old religion, the old moves of God, the old things that you long for. Though I do mean you must let go of those things, I also mean, my people, you must let go of your lives as they are today. You can't hold to your lives as they are today and expect to go forward into my kingdom. You can't continue to do the things that you do today, my people, and expect that I, God, will take you into a new thing, because I've admonished you many years and told you that I, God, will do a new thing, and now it will spring forth. Now I will create it. I will create this people, and you will show forth my praise. I've told you, my people, and tried to prepare you many years, that you can't cling to your lives and expect my spirit to be your God. You can't serve both God and mammon. You cannot serve two masters. I have told you, my people, it's time to go forward, and therefore you must let go of your lives. When I, God, called my disciples, they had to drop everything and follow me. They couldn't worry about the circumstances and the situations they had to leave behind to follow me. I'm telling you, you must let go of what you are holding to, my people. You cannot cling to this life and expect to follow me. You cannot serve two masters. For either you will cling to one and hate the other, or you love one and hate the other. You must let go. You must let go. I, God, have called for a separation, and I'm telling you, it's time to separate yourself from this life. It's time to separate yourself from the life that you have come to know. I call for a separation this day. I call for a separation, and it will be a separation in terms of spiritual separation from those that will follow on and those that will not. But I also call you to come apart, to separate yourself from this life. Because you cannot continue forward in my word. You cannot continue forward in my kingdom. You cannot continue forward if you're always looking back. You cannot continue forward if you're always looking back. Let go of the carnality, my people. Let go of the carnality. Let go of the ways of the world. Let go of the ways of religion, because you've held to it. And even now, some of you, while this word is coming forth, you are hindering the working of my spirit, because you are holding to this world. You are holding to the working of the Spirit of God. You're holding to the religion, and you are holding to your life, and it is hindering the working of the Spirit of God that's in here today. It's hindering my servant from speaking, because of the warfare of the carnality and the strictness in the way that you think you must live your life, in the way you must present yourself before me, in the way that you have determined in your own mind in the way you must present yourself, it is hindering the working of my spirit today. I tell you, my people, go forward. Go forward, because as long as you hold to the old, as long as you hold to what you know, as long as you're only looking for what you know to be in the future, then I, God, cannot take you forward. I, God, cannot take you forward, because I called my people into a land unknown. I called my people into a land unknown that they did not know. But you're wanting to hinder the working of my spirit today. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is grieved because of the hindrance that's in here today. The Spirit of God is wanting to speak, and there's too much hindrance in here this morning because of people's spirits not wanting to let go. People's spirits not wanting to let go. I'm telling you, God is not pleased. God is not pleased. God is not pleased. He is not pleased. He is not pleased because you're quenching the working of the Spirit of God this morning. Holy God, help us, Lord. Help us, Holy God, Father. Lord, help us to hear your voice this morning, God. I bind every force, Father. You let your spirit work in here. God, you let your spirit work in here, Father. God, you drive back the force of doubt. You drive back the force of unbelief. God, you drive back the carnal mind. God, you drive back the spirit of religion, Lord, that's trying to keep your spirit from coming forth, God. Lord, we will not be pushed back. We will not be held back, Father. But God, we will press and we will find your kingdom. We will find the working of your spirit. And I charge this ungodly force, and I'm telling you, you leave this church, you leave these people, you leave in the name of Jesus. We will not be held back by the religious forces. We will not be held back. Satan, you will not hinder this kingdom from coming forth. I charge every force that hinders the working of the Spirit of God and the Word of this kingdom. I'm telling you, you leave this church, you leave it today, you leave this mountain, we will not be hindered any longer from going forward. God said it's time to go forward. We will go forward. We will go forward. We will go forward into the future. He told us in His Word that He had set a better covenant upon better promises. And everybody wants to cling to the old. Everybody wants to be stuck in the old way. Everybody wants to be stuck in the old promises and the old covenant. But He set forth a new covenant. He set forth new promises. That He would write His laws in our minds and in our hearts. That He would perfect the people. That they would be His people and He would be their God. That He would establish His people upon better covenants and better promises. Things that would not vanish away. Because the old covenant, the old way, my people, it had to vanish. Because there was fault in it. It was not perfect. It was not perfect, my people. I'm telling you, the old way was not perfect. The moves of God that you look at and you relish in. The moves of God that you desire to see. The moves of God that you thought were such a glory of my spirit. I'm telling you, my people, they were not perfect. They were not perfect, my people. There were faults in them. There were ways that were untrue. Though I may have helped many people during those times, though you may have seen and felt my presence and felt my spirit, that was not the full manifestation that I have for you. That's not the full manifestation. As I told you several years ago, I've held it back for this day. I've held it back for this day, my people, to bring you into the fullness of my covenant, to bring you into the fullness of my promises. I have held it back for this day, and I want to bring in the fullness of my covenant today. I want to bring in the fullness of my spirit. I want to bring in the dominion, the authority. I want to bring in the power of the Christ to live within you and to know you and to have a relationship with you that goes beyond what you've ever known. And if you will hear my voice this day and hear that the ways of old, that they had fault within them, no different than my Old Testament, my old covenant that I made. There was fault within it because it could not perfect the heart of man. It could not bring man to the place that I wanted to bring him to. Therefore, I had to send my son and make a new covenant with my people. And that's the very same covenant that I'm trying to establish with you in this generation. That is the same covenant that I'm trying to establish with you today. If you will hear my voice, forget the things of old. Forget the things of old. The former things will pass away. But this new covenant, it will be established forever. It will be established forever. My people, I tell you, it will be established forever. It will be on a throne and on a kingdom that cannot be moved and will never fade away. But you must enter into it. You must let go of the old. Anything that you hold to of the old, I'm telling you today, let go of it. Let go of it. Because it has fault within it and it cannot be perfected. It cannot be perfected. There is fault in it. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Therefore, you must let go. Because you will not be able to serve two masters. You will not. The day will come and is now here that you will not be able to serve me in the fullness of what I have called you into serving me if you try to serve other masters. If you try to serve this life and the life that you have now, you will not be able to fulfill the call and the purpose that I have put in your life. You must let go. You must let go. Hear me today. Hear me today. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve two masters. And if you try to serve in the old way, if you try to serve in the old covenant and not come into the new way and not come into the new covenant, then you will miss what I, God, have foreordained for your life. You will miss what I have ordained for your life. Because again, you are trying to serve both the old and the new. And you cannot serve the old and the new. For only the new wine will be poured out in this day. And only the new wine, the new moving, the new working of my Spirit will bear witness and bring forth power in this day, will bring forth deliverance, will bring forth signs and wonders and miracles. Only this new wine, this new word, this new working of my Spirit will come forth. For I, God, have told you before that I've cut off the old, I've ended it. It's run out of steam, it's no longer alive. The old ways have been cut off. And as long as you continue to try to move in the old, then I, God, will not have signs following. I, God, will not acknowledge it. I, God, will not pay attention to it. And I will not hear your prayer. Because you have been disobedient and not following into the new way. I'm telling you, my people, let's go into the new way. It's time to go forward. It's time to go forward. It's time to go forward. Thank you, Lord.